Now I begin reading here at verse 3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now that was John, and Mark says that the coming of John was the fulfillment of that. And our translation reads, John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And I'd like to change that because it needs to be changed, friends, in order that we can get at the meaning that is here, and the meaning I think is very important for us to see. Now, I'll read it like this. John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching the baptism of repentance unto the remission of sins. That's very important to see. Now, he did not baptize for the remission of sins. It was unto the remission of sins. His ministry was preparatory. It was preparing them for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world. I think that's very, very important for us to see, that it's preparing, if you please, preparing them for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And that was his preaching, and that was his baptizing, and that was the purpose of it. It was a preparation for the coming of Christ into the world. Now, verse 5, there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, with a girdle of his skin about his loins. He did eat locusts and wild honey. Now, we'll have occasion to refer to John the Baptist again. But he was remarkable, not only in his message, but he was remarkable in his dress, and he was remarkable in his diet. This man was one that had been set aside for this ministry. He was of the order of the priests. He was a Levite, and he should probably have been ministering in the temple in Jerusalem. But God has called him now as a prophet, and he's out there in the wilderness, and people went to him. We today like to put a church in a location where people live or where people congregate or where they can come. The church should be accessible. We feel John didn't work on that theory at all. He was way out yonder in the wilderness, and the multitudes went to him. And now we're told he preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy. Now notice that. I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. Now that reveals something of how remarkable this man really was, this man John. And this man stirred the multitudes, as we've seen. And the very wonderful thing was that John was a strange and strong man, but his was a solo voice. His dress and diet were different. And then note his humility here. He was an humble man. There's coming one greater than I am. And now we read here, I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Now, that is the great distinction between the two. The real baptism is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Ritual baptism is by water, and I personally believe it's very important today because it's a testimony, as we've said before. And in the Gospel of Matthew, we said that the reason that the Lord Jesus was baptized was actually to identify himself with mankind.